Federal officials in Detroit are holding a Jordanian-born man whose name, they say, appears on a terrorist watch list. They say Omar Shishani tried to enter the country last week with millions of dollars in counterfeit cashier's checks. Shishani's attorney says his client is innocent and that the charges are an overreaction by U.S. officials. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
Last week, U.S. Customs agents detained Omar Shishani at Detroit Metropolitan Airport after finding $12 million in counterfeit checks in his luggage. Shishani's name appears on a terrorist watch list, and he had just flown to Detroit from Indonesia, where federal officials suspect terrorist groups may be hiding. Earlier this week, a federal grand jury indicted Shishani on charges of trying to smuggle counterfeit checks into the country. But Raphael Pearl, a counterterrorism expert with the Congressional Research Service, says the stakes could be far higher than counterfeiting.
Shishani's arrest would dovetail with reported statements by Osama bin Laden that something big is being planned.
Pearl says the U.S. has gathered intelligence from Afghanistan that the money carried by Shishani could be part of a new terrorist plot.
It's highly fishy. You know, you or I or a normal person just doesn't go walking in with this quantity of money and the quality of forgeries that we have without some major logistical backing behind him.
At yesterday's detention hearing, U.S. attorneys did not accuse Shishani of being a terrorist. They did say he had promised to provide the government with information on terrorist activities. And they allege that a number of other factors raise suspicions about Shishani, including the fact that he once worked for intelligence services in Jordan and that he intended to turn the phony checks over to a man in California who the government alleges has ties to terrorist groups. In court papers, prosecutors noted the California man had even named his daughter Al-Qaeda. But Shishani's relatives and the Arab news service Al Jazeera say the man on the watch list is not the man in custody. The head of the Detroit area Arab American News, Osama Siblani, says Shishani's brother appealed to him to spread that message.
There is a mix-up between Omar Shishani, his brother, and another Omar Shishani who died in Chechnya about a month and a half ago. And I do believe that either he is stupid or he is innocent, because there is no in-between. To carry $12 million, where are you going to cash those?
At an arraignment hearing, Shishani testified that he did not plan to cash the checks. Rather, he called himself a middleman, a broker who was returning with the checks after an Indonesian business deal collapsed. Shishani's attorney, Nabi Ayad, denies that his client told the government that he had information on terrorist activities and says Shishani didn't know the checks he was carrying were counterfeit.
The government sends a message today that if you are being investigated for some kind of criminal activity and you happen to be of Arab American descent, as soon as somebody mentions the word the Quran or Islam, all of a sudden they use that in every court proceedings across the country now as a basis to hold this individual. It's wrong.
Omar Shishani is being held without bond. The government says he travels extensively, has access to large sums of cash, and is a flight risk. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.